At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Labrador County Public Health reports 29 more cases of COVID-19 since last Tuesday's update, bringing the total laboratory-confirmed case count to 1,675. The new cases include 3 children under the age of 18, 13 aged 18 to 49, and 4 aged 50 to 64, and 9 over 65 years of age. 3 Amador County residents are currently hospitalized. Even though Amador has moved from purple to red and our overall cases of COVID-19 have decreased, with the Easter Sunday holiday this weekend, it's still critical everyone continue to practice mitigation measures. Wear face coverings while in public places, practice frequent hand washing, continue to social distance, and when you're out in public, remember outdoor activities are safer than indoors and avoid crowded, poorly ventilated spaces.
Well, this week, Amador County Public Health vaccination clinics expanding eligibility to include people 18 years of age and older who work or live in the county. Again, that's to include those folks. Vaccine appointments may be scheduled by accessing the clinic registration links on the county website, amadorgov.org. Appointments are currently available this week, tomorrow, and Friday. Public Health administering the vaccine as quickly as supply is issued from the state. These clinics are by appointment only, announced via e-notification and posted on the Amador COVID-19 website. To sign up for Amador County e-notification, visit the county website, choose Health and Safety Notifications. Now, over 17,000 COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered to date here in Amador County. Now, when you're fully vaccinated, it's safe to gather indoors with other fully vaccinated people without wearing a mask, and to gather indoors with unvaccinated people from one other household without masks, unless any of those people or anyone they live with is at increased risk of severe illness from COVID-19.
And a Jackson man was arrested Monday on assault charges. According to the Amador Sheriff's Office, around 3 in the afternoon, Sheriff's Dispatch received the report of a physical altercation in the parking lot of Walmart. As deputies were arriving on scene, a witness reported a male subject identified as John McAllister of Jackson was attempting to leave the scene in a gray-colored Toyota pickup. As McAllister attempted to leave, he struck Paul Kiever with his pickup truck as he fled. Kiever rolled off the hood of McAllister's truck and was run over. Deputies were able to prevent McAllister from leaving the parking lot and detained him without incident. Medical aid was summoned for both Kiever and McAllister, and both men were transported to Sutter Emergency. McAllister was ultimately placed under arrest and booked into the Amador County Jail on charges of assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, earlier this month, the Calaveras Sheriff's Office Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team activated to assist the county with approximately 2,500 blasting caps. The reporting party stated they were in the process of demolishing an old building when they located the caps. Upon arrival, the Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team discovered the caps were extremely old and had deteriorated to a possibly unstable state. Upon investigation, they determined the blasting caps were likely manufactured in approximately 1918. Now, safe perimeter established, the blasting caps systematically moved to a bomb explosive trailer. The caps were transported to a rural location for disposal. Now, due to the deteriorated and unstable state of the blasting caps, the only way to render them safe was to use explosives to destroy them. This is commonly referred to as a countercharge. Now, over the following 2 days, the Explosive Ordnance Disposal Team used 17 countercharges to dispose of the caps. Now, as a word of caution with all the historical mining operations here in Amador and Calaveras, if you discover anything you suspect to be blasting caps or explosives, stay back, clear the area, call 911.
Well, major travel delays are underway in Calaveras County now through April 23rd. There will be up to 15-minute traffic delays to accommodate Phase 1 of the Butte Fire Roadway Drainage Upgrade on Whiskey Slide Road. Crews will be replacing and installing new drainage culverts at several locations along Whiskey Slide Road. Culvert work will take place northwest of the intersection of Whiskey Slide Road and West Murray Creek Road and continue to the northwest on Whiskey Slide. Now, crews will be on the job weekdays from 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. There will be construction equipment on site, and due to the narrow nature of the roadway, there will be significant delays of up to 15 minutes. So motorists are urged to use caution in the area. Contact Calaveras County Public Works if you have any questions regarding the project.
And the Amador Resource Conservation District hosting another Community Chipping Day Friday and Saturday. Landowners can bring vegetation material cleared from their own property to the days. A licensed contractor and industrial chipper will be on site, and they'll chip the material for you. This is at no cost to county residents on a first-come, first-served basis. And this week's event will be held Friday and Saturday, 8:30 to 4 at the Lockwood Fire Station in Volcano.
That's a look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's KVGCRadio.com.